So Lindsay Dermott-Gray is the statewide breastfeeding coordinator for the state of Nevada, as she just mentioned. In this role, she works with maternity centers, workplaces, early child education centers, WIC agencies, and community organizations to support mothers' breastfeeding goals through education and meaningful action. She received her MPH in 2009 with an emphasis on maternal and child health. She currently resides in Nevada with her husband and 2-year-old daughter.
Thank you.
I think you can use the page down.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Well, good morning, everyone, and thank you so much for choosing this session because you are presenting in it, and thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here. So the state of Nevada has a Bring Your Infant to Work program, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about our experience with that program over the last 5 years and review some results of a survey we've done of both the moms and the coworkers at the state of Nevada. I don't have any relationships to disclose. So why is something like the Bring Your Baby to Work program important? Well, stating the obvious, of course, almost half of the workforce is female, and like men, women contribute very unique skills, talents, and abilities to the workforce. So without having women in the workforce or women who may quit after they have their first baby, it adds a lot of diversity, and the loss of them is a big hit to the diversity of a business. So a census shows that almost a quarter of new moms quit their job after they have a first baby. So of those that do work, women are twice as likely to work in part-time jobs, which are low wages and don't have health benefits. So something that offers a solution to sort of blend work and home is really valuable for this population. So the National Institute of Child Health and Human Development Conference in 2003 put it very succinctly, and I think the most eloquently way that I've ever seen it, which is that it is evident that a structural workplace-workforce mismatch exists in which the workplace itself no longer fits the need of an increasing number of workers. And so what we need to do to remedy that is that we need to reduce this mismatch through policies and programs that better meet the needs of working women, which makes sense from both health and economic perspectives. So something like the Bring Your Infant to Work program is certainly not something that works for every mom or every workplace, but if you have a traditional office setting job, this is something that can absolutely be introduced into your business. So why does it work? Oftentimes, a lot of babies, unlike mine and unlike yours, sleep a lot before they're mobile. They're very easy to care for. You can just carry them in a sling and a carrier and do your office job. They'll have naps. They love the social simulation of being in an office environment with coworkers and just always being touched and held by somebody, if not mom. Higher breastfeeding rates. So obviously having baby with you at work, knowing that you're not going to have a really short maternity leave and then go back to work, that really facilitates breastfeeding. And so because there are higher breastfeeding rates, studies have shown across the board that you're going to have lower health care costs because babies are going to have to go to the doctor less with less ear infections, eye infections, diarrhea. And so parents will often work really, really hard to succeed because this is such a progressive, unique program. Benefits for business. Because our really talented, successful women aren't leaving the workforce, you're going to have a more diverse and larger workforce. Attraction of new employees. This progressive program has worked wonders for us to be able to recruit new graduate students from the university. So women in their 20s and 30s who know that they will want to have a child. Working for the state government doesn't have a lot of perks, so being able to recruit them with this kind of a policy has really, really paid dividends for the state of Nevada. An earlier return from maternity leave, all of the moms who participated in this program reported that they came back to work earlier because they knew that they weren't going to have to separate from their infant. Increased employee retention, again, just knowing that they're going to have this policy in place keeps them there. Higher morale because babies in the workplace just brightens your day, and this is reported across the board. And especially interesting with people who were ambivalent or sort of apprehensive about the program in the beginning when they knew, they had concerns about reduced productivity or reduced professionalism in the workplace. By the end of the time that the infant was graduating or retiring from the program, they were referring to themselves as grandpa, grandma, aunts, and uncles, and so it was a major, major turnaround. And so with this policy, it's really a seeing is believing situation. and it has very low implementation costs. The only costs that we realized were installing changing tables in the restrooms. So benefits for family, of course, there's better financial stability because mom gets to keep her, hello, second attendee, welcome. Good morning. because mom gets to stay employed, keep her benefits, keep her wage. It doesn't have to pay for daycare. Easier transition back to work, of course, because mom isn't sort of going through the grieving period of having her baby in daycare. Easier to continue breastfeeding, and then just the support of the social networks around you. You're going to be getting advice. Maybe you don't want it, but it's coming from a happy place, a place of love, you know, from your coworkers telling you, you know, oh, well, I did this, and this is what you could try, you know, for that tummy issue. So what we did to start this policy, we literally just modeled our policy right after State of Arizona's policy. So what we chose to do is we took that policy and we introduced it. We have 5 divisions at the state of Nevada. We introduced it in 1 first as a pilot rather than an immediate policy. So we had 5 moms who were pregnant all at the same time. So in that division, we started a pilot of the Baby to Work program. And if this is something that you're thinking of doing, there's a Parenting in the Workplace Institute, Carla Moquin, which she's a really, really great resource if this is something that you want to look at doing in your workplace. So for our policy, it's any full or part-time legal guardian. So dads could do it. If the grandma was a legal guardian, grandma could do it, grandpa could do it. It can't have any client interaction. So it has to be just you in your office space. There can't be a social work type setting or hospital or education type setting. It's just, you know, you in your office or your cubicle. You can't bring baby if they're sick, so we follow CDC guidelines for inclusion-exclusion. And then if mom has a cubicle and there is office space available, we like to provide that office space to her because it'll just sort of ensure that the program will run more smoothly, both for the baby and the mom and also for the coworker. So there's less noise distraction, if there's any noise distraction at all. Mom and baby will be able to have privacy when breastfeeding, nap time comes around, and that's just sort of a consideration that the state can do to facilitate the program success. And participation can be terminated by either party. So if it's not working out, for example, we did have one baby who the mom was just, this is not working. The baby was not happy there, did not want to be there, and so mom terminated baby's time at the workplace. So this is how our policy has begun. So as I mentioned, there were 5 pregnant moms all at one time in one division. So these are our 5 moms and their 5 babies and our program administrator. And then fast forward to 2014, we've since had each, there's 5 divisions as I mentioned, so at each division there was a pregnant woman and it sort of spread like that because when you have a pregnant woman, they're forced to be reckoned with, and they wanted to bring their babies, and so it spread that way. And it was a really empowering movement. And so I've assisted those moms, but they're the ones who led the way for their division to adopt the policy. So we've had 29 mom-baby pairs participate in the program. There was one mom who was denied participation because she did have a little bit of client interaction. So our moms, we surveyed our moms to see how their experience with the policy was going. So they had an average maternity leave of 8 weeks, and again, they reported an earlier return due to the program. Breastfeeding at least 3 months was 96%, which is phenomenal, and there's a slide coming up which will break that out compared to Healthy People 2020 goals in Nevada in general. Average duration of breastfeeding is 12 and a half months, which is, again, even greater than the American Academy of Pediatrics goal, so that's really, really impressive. The average amount saved on childcare was almost $3,000. The average number of sick days taken due to infant illness was only 2 over the 4 or 5 months that the baby was with them in their care, and all reported that this policy encouraged them to remain working for their division because they felt valued. So this slide just looks specifically at the breastfeeding rate. So the blue bar is the baby to work participants, the red bar is the Healthy People 2020 goal, and the orange bar is the Nevada residents. So you can see the first set is initiation, second set is 6 months, and the third set is 12 months. Across the board, the baby to work participants were just really doing great and meeting their breastfeeding goals. So this is our coworker survey, and we asked a lot of questions of the coworkers. Did you worry that you were going to be distracted? Did you worry that you were going to see reduced professionalism? I think the biggest takeaways from the survey was, if you had a baby in your proximity, was it a positive experience? And so that's what our first bar shows. 82% of 201 respondents had a positive experience when they had their baby with them in a proximity. So of all responses, which there were 424, the second set looks at, do you have a favorable view of the policy? So you can see the blue bar are people who have had an infant in their proximity, and the red bar are people who, this is just everyone, whether or not you've had an infant. So you can see that of the coworkers who've had an infant in their proximity, they had a very favorable view of the policy. If you hadn't, and this is why I say the seeing is believing thing, because a lot of times it's just, I can't believe there's going to be babies there. What are we going to be able to bring our dogs? And so, and then, you know, you have a baby in your area and you see, like, this really is working. You know, this baby's making me happy, is making my coworkers happy, not distracting, not reducing professionalism. So these are our implementation tips. If you're going to try and implement a policy like this in your workplace, make it as detailed as possible so you can address any potential pitfalls before they come up. So offering a baby-free zone for people who need more privacy or have greater attention, that maybe they're working on a special project and they need consideration for that. A pilot program, again, is nice because it offers the impression that you still have value input, so we're going to see if it works rather than just imposing a policy on you. You can give feedback about your concerns or things that are going great. Company retains the right to terminate and offer and making sure that the policy parameters are communicated to employees to alleviate concerns. So then we've just gone through and I've selected a few testimonials. So this is from one of our moms, and this is one of the moms who led the adoption in the most recent division. She was pregnant and she led the way for her division to adopt it. And she said that the program has made her a better mother and a more devoted employee. She continues to meet or exceed her work standards, and she's able to attend to her baby's need and work on lighter projects when she's awake. This is a coworker's testimonial, so you'll hear this across the board from coworkers who've had a baby in their area. And she says, there's a daily routine in my home at the end of my work day when I'm asked, what was the best part of your day? And she said, I cannot tell you the number of times that my answer was honestly and simply seeing Sebastian. And that was my experience, and that was a lot of my coworkers' experience. Hello, welcome. And lastly, this is a supervisor's testimony. This is Marty and Lily. She discussed how grateful the employee was for the program and that she worked to show her appreciation so she wasn't having to rush to go out to daycare to pick up her infant. She really showed her appreciation sort of consistently throughout the day because she was so grateful to be able to keep her baby with her. And lastly, these are our graduation and retirement parties that the babies would have. So this is Braxton, and he had a potluck sign up for his retirement. And Lily had a graduation party up there, and her bib says, the sugar made me do it. And then Adler at the bottom slept through her whole graduation. So that's all.